Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Isabel writes, I have an iPhone and an iPad. Is it possible to message or text someone who does not have an Apple product? And if that's too easy for you guys, how about this? Is there any way to do it for free without a texting plan?
Ooh, we like a challenge, Isabel. And guess what? It's totally possible. The simplest way is if both you and the person you're trying to message are using a cross-platform messaging app such as WhatsApp.
And by cross-platform, Ray means an app that is available for both Android and iOS devices.
Right. And WhatsApp can be downloaded for both Android and iPhones, and it will let you message people no matter what type of smartphone they have. A really nice feature of WhatsApp is that you can find people based purely on their phone number.
Of course, there is also the Facebook Messenger app. A lot of folks are already on Facebook, so you might find that it's a pretty good alternative.
That's true. But even Facebook Messenger, as popular as it is, still requires that the person you want to message already has the app. But Tom, what if I told you that there is a way to send text messages for free to people's phones that doesn't require them to have any kind of app at all?
I say that's crazy talk.
Okay, but it's true. It's a Google service called Google Voice. It requires a little bit of setup, but it's really great and it costs no money.
Okay.
The main catch is that Google Voice gives you a new phone number for your Google Voice account, but it's free, and once you pick it out, you can use that number to make phone calls, send text messages, and receive them too, as long as you're on Wi-Fi or cellular data. You can text anyone in the US and Canada, and you can receive texts from anywhere in the world.
Whoa, nice.
Yeah, and as a bonus, with Google Voice setup, you can actually send text messages from your computer. I love that.
Now, speaking of setup, Ray, how can Isabel get going with Google Voice?
Well, the simplest way is probably to go onto the Google Voice website, which is just google.com/voice, then log on with your Google email address if you have one, and then click Get a Voice Number on the left and follow the instructions. When it asks you to add a forwarding phone, you'll need to tell it the phone number of your existing cell phone. Google will actually make a robocall to your phone and give you an activation code to verify that your number belongs to you.
Once that's all set up, does Isabel just start sending texts like normal?
Well, not quite. Her normal iPhone will still send normal text the normal way. To send text through Google Voice, Isabel will need to download the Google Voice app onto her device and use that.
Now, it's important to remember that Google Voice is not a cellular service. If you don't have an internet connection through Wi-Fi or a wireless provider, you won't be able to use it.
Exactly. You'll still need Wi-Fi or at the very least a data plan. But as long as you've got that, just let folks know about your new phone number and jump on the unlimited free texting train.
Choo-choo!
If you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868. Or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.